Canyon walls need to be properly prepared to receive and support the arch. Areas where the sides of the dam interface with rock are called abutments. Rock is excavated such that the angled surface complements the arch trajectory as it contacts canyon walls for the strongest possible result, to resist shearing or side-to-side movement and other destructive forces. As you can see, these abutments require no small amount of excavation work and extend from the towering canyon rim down to the river bottom below. Workers start the process perched high upon canyon walls. These are the high scalers, and they sit roped into a wooden seat called a bosun's chair, originally conceived for sailors to lower over the sides of tall ships for cleaning. There are steel anchor pins high above, with ropes for the high scaler, and an equipment tether. The high scaler uses an air-powered jackhammer to strip and clean canyon walls of loose rock as needed. Rock drills were also used to make holes from depths of 5 to 20 feet or more in preparation for huge blasting operations. Abutment work began about 3 months before the river was diverted from its channel. The exploding rock was a spectacular sight as it was allowed to tumble into the river below. Abutment excavation took nearly a year to complete and was finished just before the first concrete was placed into the dam.